from our lesson. Go ahead.
We're going to read excerpt number 15 from the article The Meaning of Truth and Faith by Rabash. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, namely not to take our sensations and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the overseer, and He knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state as I do. And for myself, I do not care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still, in the Kelim, vessels of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I am utterly complete. As it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from Him. Hence, I am satisfied with my work, that I have the privilege of serving the King, even at the lowest degree. That, too, I regard as a great privilege that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to Him, at least to some degree.
Again, please.
Moving on to excerpt number 18. Shamati, article number 5. Lishma is in a way.
Please read again that part.
When the thief, meaning the will to receive, does not feel vitality in the work of accepting the burden of the kingdom of heaven, if a person works in faith above reason, by coercion, and the body gets used to this work, meaning against the desire of his will to receive.
Next.
At that time, a person has the means where he can come to work, which is with the goal of bringing contentment to his maker. This is so because the primary requirement from a person is to come to dvikut, adhesion with the Creator through one's work, which is discerned as equivalence of form, where all of one's deeds are in order to bestow. It is as the verse says, then shall you delight yourself in the Lord. The meaning of then is that first, in the beginning of one's work, he did not have pleasure. Instead, one's work was coercive. However, afterwards, when one has already accustomed oneself to work in order to bestow and not examine oneself, if he is feeling a good taste in the work but believes that he is working to bring contentment to his maker through his work, one should believe that the Creator accepts the labor of the lower ones, regardless of how and how much is the form of their work. In everything, the Creator examines the intention, and that brings contentment to the Creator. Then one is imparted, then shall you delight yourself.
Next.
Even during the work of the Creator, he will feel delight and pleasure, as now one really does work for the Creator, because the effort he made during the coercive work qualifies one to be able to work for the Creator in earnest.
Okay, keep reading. Just.
You find that then too, the pleasure that one receives relates to the Creator, meaning specifically to the Creator. Question.
Quote 19 from Rabash's article anyone who sanctifies the seventh. When one comes to a degree where he wants to bestow upon the Creator, meaning giving contentment to his Maker, he begins to contemplate what the Creator needs so he can give it to him, since all his concerns are to please the Creator. At that time, he realizes that the only reason he created the world was to receive pleasures from him. And that, more than this, the Creator does not need. Hence, he follows the Creator's will and receives pleasures. At that time, there is no issue of bread of shame, because he is not receiving the pleasures because he wants to enjoy, but because he wants to bestow upon the Creator. For when one achieves the degree of wanting only to bestow to the Creator, the tzimtzum, the restriction, is lifted from him, and he sees the world as full of his glory. Then he sees that this was revealed to him so he would enjoy it. Hence, one has obtained the degree of bestowal, meaning obtained the degree where all he wants is only to bestow contentment upon the Creator. He fills himself with all the pleasures that his eyes see, as in the explanation, the whole earth is full of his glory. It follows that all that one needs to obtain that he can define as a reward after he has toiled several years is only one thing, the desire to bestow, meaning the degree of wanting to serve the Rav not in order to receive reward. All the labor where one needs to exert himself in Torah and Mitzvot, commandments, is only to obtain this. This is called fear of heaven. As it is written, what does the Lord your God ask of you? Only fear me.